Hello and welcome to This Week in the Indie Web audio edition for the week of April 22nd through 28th, 2017. This Week in the Indie Web is a weekly digest of activities in the Indie Web community at indieweb.org. It contains recent and upcoming events, posts from indie news, and a summary of wiki edits. This Week in the Indie Web is sent out on Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, with this audio edition appearing the following day. You can find the web edition of This Week in the Indie Web, including all links and an archive of all past editions, at indieweb.org/this-week. Events. Homebrew Website Club is a bi-weekly meetup of people passionate about or interested in creating, improving, building, and designing their own website. Most meetings take place every other Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., with an optional quiet writing hour from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. beforehand. The next regularly scheduled Homebrew Website Club meetup is May 3rd, with London and San Francisco confirmed so far. There is an off-week HWC scheduled for the following week on May 10th, with Baltimore and Portland confirmed. If you're an organizer, please remember to update the wiki with information about your venue, times, and how to RSVP. And remember, you can always find info about the next upcoming Homebrew Website Club meetups at indieweb.org/next-hwc. Interested in starting a homebrew website club in your city? It can be as simple as grabbing a friend and heading to your favorite coffee shop, bar, living room, or any other meeting place. You can find plenty of information about Homebrew Website Club, including tips for how to organize your own, at indieweb.org/hwc. Don't forget that there are several Indie Web Camps coming up. Indie Web Camps are two-day meetups, including a bar camp-style day of discussions and a day of working on your own site ending with demos. You can reserve your spot for upcoming Indie Web Camps in Bellingham, Washington, May 4th and 5th, Dusseldorf, Germany, May 13th and 14th, Nuremberg, Germany, May 20th and 21st, and the Indie Web Summit in Portland, Oregon, June 24th and 25th. All Indie Web events are volunteer-run, so if you are interested in helping organize, getting the word out, finding sponsors, and more, let us know in the chat at chat.indieweb.org. Here's a brief summary of posts collected this week by Indie News, a community-curated list of articles relevant to the Indie Web. You can read more or submit posts of your own at news.indieweb.org. Aaron Parecki shared a link to DreamHost's April 2017 newsletter, which mentions the Indie Web by name, and that DreamHost is dedicated to the idea that, quote, "any content that you create should belong to you and not to a company that happens to run a platform that you use to share it." Jonathan LaCour at CleverDevil.io published a post titled "Discuss Self-Hosting and Owning Your Interactions." In it, he discusses the performance and privacy implications of using the Discuss comment platform, but also any third-party JavaScript services, based on the findings of Don Williamson, who performed a deep dive into the number of ad networks and trackers employed by Discuss in a post on his site at donw.io. Marty McGuire at martymcgui.re published a post titled "Site Updates, Importing Old Posts and Discuss Comments." The article covers how to export comment data out of Discuss and format it for use on a Jekyll-powered blog. And now, a selection of this week's updates from the IndieWeb Wiki at indieweb.org. Community and Concepts. The Private Posts page was updated with the concept of a followers-only post, a common silo feature that is often an aspect of a so-called private account or as part of sharing a post friends-only. The page also received a link to a discussion within the Mastodon project about the challenges of designing a user interface and protocols for federating these private posts only to their intended audience. The Academic Summies Dot page was updated with info about unpaywall.org. Unpaywall is a browser extension for Chrome that allows users who have encountered a paywalled research paper to check whether that paper is available in a legal open access database of author-uploaded PDFs. Services and Organizations. The Site Deaths page was updated with info about Hackpad. Hackpad, an interactive collaborative document editing silo, was acquired by Dropbox. Dropbox announced that they will be shutting down Hackpad in July of this year, giving former users the option to migrate to the Dropbox Paper service. The micro.blog page was updated with new info about the indie web-friendly microblogging platform. Invites to create accounts were sent out this week to some Kickstarter backers. The page now includes some information about setting up your profile for IndieAuth to post to microblog via Micropub, syndicating content from your site to your account on microblog, setting up syndication to Twitter, and more. IndieWeb Development. A new page was created for Swift, a language developed by Apple and primarily used to develop apps for Apple devices running iOS and macOS. The page includes links to two developer libraries, one for IndieAuth and one for Microformats 2, being developed by Eddie Hinkle as part of his work on Indigenous, a share extension for macOS and iOS that will allow posting to your own site via Micropub. Several pages related to OpenID were updated, including notes about support for OpenID 2.0 and how to use it at OpenStreetMap.org, StackExchange.com, and an upcoming release of GitT, a self-hosted Git-based version control web service, among others. A link was added to the Lambda page to an open-source project called Lambda Comments. Lambda Comments is a blog commenting system comparable to Discus, which developers can run on Amazon's so-called serverless Lambda service for use on their own sites. The WordPress/development page was updated with links to several open source projects for developing indie web-friendly WordPress themes. Examples include a fork of the official WordPress 2016 theme and some self-dogfooded themes being developed and used by members of the IndieWeb community, such as DoublePress, Permission, and WP-C Devreux. The Micropub/clients page was updated with a link to a new Micropub action for LaunchBar Actions tool for macOS. The new action was developed to make it easy for users of LaunchBar to post to micro.blog, but could be useful for any site that supports publishing via Micropub. That's going to do it for this week. Thank you for listening. This English version of This Week in the Indie Web, audio edition, was read and produced by Marty McGuire. If you have suggestions for improving this audio edition of the newsletter, please feel free to contact Marty in the Indie Web chat, or you can find him online at martymcgui.re. Content for this audio edition was provided by This Week in the Indie Web and the Indie News Service, which are provided by Aaron Parecki. Music for this episode included the tracks Day 48, Glitch, Day 49, Floating, Day 9, and Day 11 of Aaron Parecki's The 100 Days of Music Project. Find out more at aaronparecki.com/tag/100days of music. Learn more about the IndieWeb at indieweb.org, and join the discussion via Slack, IRC, or the web at chat.indieweb.org.